From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gregory Pabst reading Search and War, Book 4 of the Expedition Series by Lauren Robinson. Now, let's begin Search and War, the prologue. When Jim Parker found an astronaut's flight jacket on a Comanche Brave in 1860, he knew he was not the only one who had been thrown back in time. If the astronaut was alive, Jim had to find him. Other events were about to interrupt his search. The Civil War. Known to the Indians as the Lone Wanderer, he left the village and rode back into the white man's world. While in Washington, Jim learns the astronaut's name, Brian Harmon, a Union soldier wounded at Bull Run. But Major Barclay has a job only Jim can do. Take a cavalry company through Indian country to California and lead a gold train back. Facing outlaws, Indians, traders, and Confederates, Jim confronts an old Texas Ranger friend, who is now a rebel major. Jim's search for Harmon takes him to the building of the Transcontinental Railroad, and there he meets an old enemy. And now, Search and War, Chapter 1. Snow and icy winds were fast disappearing along the Arkansas River, and the Cheyenne tribe looked forward to the migrating buffalo. It was time to replenish their supplies. On this warm spring day, they should be happy, but sadness was in their hearts. The white man, who had spent the winter with them, was leaving. The tribe had gathered along the river, leaving their teepees unattended. They stared across the water at the back of the lone figure on a spotted horse, bedroll behind his saddle, buffalo robe over his shoulders. As the white man slowly disappeared into the vastness of the prairie,